Yankee Stadium. Brought to you by P. Ballantyne and Sons, brewers of the crisp refresher, Ballantyne Beer. Enjoy sunny, mellow Ballantyne Beer along with baseball. And for the 26th consecutive year, by Major League Baseball's largest continuous radio and television sponsor, the Atlantic Refining Company, and your Atlantic dealer. This is Bob Delaney from Yankee Stadium in New York, where the Yankees and the Tigers close out their three-game series. And this, of course, is a vital game for the Tigers. It can be the difference between three games and one game. A Yankee victory today and a sweep of the series would put them 4.5 games ahead of the Tigers, 5 games up on the losing side. However, a Tiger victory today could restore some small hope to their pennant chances, which have gone a-glimmering with the two Yankee victories Friday night and yesterday afternoon. A Tiger victory today would move the Tigers out of town just 2.5 games out of first place, 3 on the losing side. So this is a big ball game for both the Yankees and the Tigers. Of course, a little bit bigger for the Tigers inasmuch as they're fighting for their lives at the moment as far as the pennant race is concerned. Another hot, humid day in New York. Another very large crowd at Yankee Stadium. The grandstand, as it has been for the entire three games, is, for all practical purposes, sold out. There may be a few obstructed view seats in the upper decks of right and left field, but generally speaking, the stadium, as far as the grandstand is concerned, is packed. The bleachers today will have fewer people than in either of the previous 2 days, but again today we'll have a crowd that will be in excess of 50,000. Down below us, warming up, Bill Stafford for the New York Yankees, and carrying the Tigers' hopes, the big right-hander Jim Bunning. Here are the batting orders for the Tigers. Leading off and playing second base will be Jake Wood. In center field, batting second, Billy Bruton. In right field, Al Kaline. In left field, Rocky Colavito. Colavito has accounted for the only 2 runs the Tigers have scored in this series so far, with a first-inning 2-run homer yesterday that put the Tigers out ahead for the only time in the 2-game series. At first base, Norm Cash. At third base, Dick McAuliffe. Chico Fernandez at shortstop. Mike Rourke catching. And Jim Bunning pitching. For the Yankees, leading off, playing second base, Bobby Richardson. At shortstop, Tony Kubek. In right field, the man of the hour, Roger Maris, who yesterday connected for 2 home runs to run his total for the year to 53 to become the second highest home run hitter in Yankee annals. Babe Ruth, of course, being El Premier, number one, but no other Yankee has ever hit in excess of 52 home runs, and Roger, yesterday, went to the 53 mark. In center field, Mickey Mantle. Mickey hurt his arm yesterday while swinging. However, during batting practice today, he found that his arm did not hurt too much if he didn't swing too hard. In fact, he bounced a couple, not didn't bounce them in. He hit them into the seat, swinging very easily. So, the Mick, with a bit of a tender arm, is nonetheless going to be in there today, swinging or bunting at the ball, but in there anyway. In left field, Yogi Berra batting fifth. Johnny Blanchard will catch today. First game that Elston Howard has missed. Bill Scarron, who's wielded a big bat in this series, at first base. Cleet Boyer, the shortstop, the third baseman, rather. And Bill Stafford will try to duplicate the fine pitching performances turned in by Ford, Daly, and Arroyo in the first game, and yesterday's fine effort by Ralph Terry with a late inning assist again from fabulous Louis Arroyo. The umpires have had their pregame confab with a comparatively happy Ralph Houk and a somewhat dejected Bob Sheffing. The umpires moving out to station themselves, and the Yankees will be breaking for the field right about now. Following the playing of our national anthem, we'll pick up Phil Rizzuto for the play-by-play. Now, our national anthem. Down to the lineups once again. Jake Wood leading off at second base for Detroit. Billy Bruton in center field batting second. Al Kaline batting third in right field. Rocky Colavito in the cleanup spot in left field. Norm Cash batting fifth at first base. Dick McAuliffe at third base batting sixth. Chico Fernandez playing shortstop batting seventh. Mike Rock catching and hitting eighth. And Jim Bunning pitching and hitting ninth. For the Yankees, Richardson leads off at second base. Kubek batting second at shortstop. Maris in right field batting third. Mantle in center field hitting cleanup. Yogi Berra in left field batting fifth. Blanchard catching and batting sixth. Gowron at first base batting seventh. Cleet Boyer at third base batting eighth. And Bill Stafford pitching and batting ninth. Nestor Shylock calling balls and strikes. Cal Drummond at first base. Joe Paparella at second. And Ed Runge at third. And out on the mound, Bill Stafford, who has won 12 and lost 7. Against Detroit, he's had a rough time. No wins, 2 defeats. His lifetime mark against Detroit, 1 win and 2 defeats. Stafford won his last 2 games and has allowed only 1 run in his last 21 and a third innings. Last time out against the Twins on August 30th, he pitched a 4-hit shutout, winning 4-0, giving him 3 shutouts for the year to lead the Yankees in that department. And Stafford's earned run average of 2.63 is the lowest among the Yankees' regular starting pitchers. So the youngster, since he changed his delivery out on the mound, has pitched tremendous ball for the Yankees. As you know, the opposing coaches were picking off Stafford's signs by the way he held the ball while getting the sign from the catcher. Well, he has changed that now and is hiding the ball very well. And it's improved his pitching. Jake Wood leads off for Detroit, batting .257. 16 doubles, 11 triples, 11 homers, 57 RBIs, 27 stolen bases. Coaching at third, Phil Cavaretta. At first, Don Hefner. In the first pitch of the ball game is a curve that's high, ball one. Wood, a right-hand hitter, stands deep in the box. Boyer in at third. Stafford's fastball hit on the ground by Boyer down the left field line. There's Wood around first and rounds it and holds up as Yogi fires the ball in. So Jake Wood singles past the third baseman, Cleet Boyer, who was playing way in looking for the possible bunt. But more and more, the opposing teams are starting to recognize Yogi's throwing arm in left field. And they're not trying for that extra base. Here's Billy Bruton, batting .260. 10 doubles, 4 triples, 16 homers, 57 RBIs, and 21 stolen bases. The Tiger base running has hurt them in this series so far. The pitch is low inside to Bruton, ball one. They've had men picked off first, men thrown out attempting to steal second, and men thrown out attempting to stretch singles into doubles. It's taken them out of 2 or 3 big innings. Gowron holding first against Wood. Again, Boyer is way in at third base, even closer than he was for Jake Wood. Pitch to Bruton on the inside corner, 1-1. Wood has stolen 27 bases in 34 attempts.
which means he's been thrown out seven times. Bruton, who is up, has stolen 21 out of 25. Kaline has the best average. He's stolen 13 bases in 14 attempts. Stafford set. Change up. Low inside. Ball two, 2-1. On deck, Al Kaline. Nobody out here in the top of the first inning. Wood with a big lead at first. The pitch, curveball, swung and a missed, strike two. A curve that broke in on Bruton's fifth. 2-2. Now Boya moves back at third base. Yankee outfield straight away on Bruton. 2-2 pitch, curve, foul tip, and the back of the plate. Just got a piece of that breaking pitch. That was down just around the knees. Jake Wood at first having an amazing year. He struck out 116 times, yet he has 145 base hits. The second high total of hits on the Tiger team. So if he could cut down those strikeouts a little bit, he'd really up that average. Again, the 2-2 pitch. Changeup, foul, back in the television booth. And booted by Mel Allen. An error for Mel in the first inning here. And the fans get on him. All right, a 2-2 count on Billy Bruton. Stafford set. Fastball hit on the ground to third. Boyer up with a throw to Richardson for one. No chance for the double play. Richardson threw, but off balance, and Bruton, who can go down the line, beat it out. So it's a fourth play from third to second. Bruton safe at first, and it brings up Al Kaline. Kaline has had a good series so far. He is 4-for-8 in this series. And for the past month, he's 39 for 116. That's a 336 clip. He is batting overall 309 right now with 33 doubles, 6 triples, 17 homers, and 71 RBIs. And as we told you, has 13 stolen bases. Bruton leading off first. Here's the stretch. Pitch to Kaline. Curve in there. Strike call. On deck, Rocky Colavito. Kaline steps back, looks down at Phil Cavaretta, coaching a third. Outfield playing a little deeper on Kaline. Still straight away, though. Pitch to Kaline. It's a pitch out, but Bruton was not going. Elston Howard has been uncanny with his calls of pitch outs in the last week or 10 days. He has called everyone exactly right and has thrown the runner out at second. All right, a 1-1 count on Kaline. Throw to first, Bruton back. Bruton was picked off by Bud Daly in the first game of this series. Whitey Ford had picked the man off first. All right, ready for the 1-1 pitch. There goes Bruton. The ball is swung and missed. The throw to second. Bruton slides. He's safe at second. A good throw by Blanchard, but Bruton had a good jump at first base. The throw was perfect to Bobby Richardson right on the bag, but Bruton beat the throw. So it's a stolen base for Billy. And that's his 22nd of the year. And that gives him a total of 22 out of 26. Bruton has only been thrown out four times. It's a one ball, two strike count on Al Kaline. They had the hit and run on, but Kaline swung and missed the pitch. Bruton at second with one out. Stafford's curve is popped in the air. The third base Cleet Boyer in foul territory is under it and takes it for the second out. Bill Stafford, whose sidearm curve has baffled right-hand hitters all year. But here's Rocky Colavito. Rocky batting 292. Has 27 doubles, 2 triples, 40 homers, and 124 RBI. Rocky and Roger Maris tied at 124 each, trailing Jim Gentile by two. Pitch to Colavito. Curve outside, ball one. On deck, Norm Cash. Billy Bruton at second with two outs. Rocky points the bat out at the pitcher. Stafford sets. Fastball over, strike called, 1-1. Sarah, Mantle, and Maris in the Yankee outfield, playing Colavito deep. Mantle shading him a little bit in left center. Maris giving him a lot of the right field line. Pitch to Colavito, outside ball two, 2-1. Ball, one strike count on Rocky. Here's the stretch. Change up, line to left field, has a base hit. Yogi takes it on one hop. His throw to the plate is cut off by Boyer. Boyer throws to first, but Colavito dives back in head first, and Detroit leads 1-0. Bill Stafford threw a change of pace to Colavito, but got it up around the eyes, and Rocky lined a single to left. Bruton scored, and Colavito has driven in all three runs that the Tigers have scored in this series thus far. A two-run homer yesterday, and an RBI single today. That gives them a total of 125 runs batted in, one behind Jim Gentile, who leads the American League. Here's Norm Cash, leading both leagues in hitting. Swings and fouls the first pitch off Nestor Shylock's chest protector, strike one. Cash, batting 362, has 21 doubles, 7 triples, 32 homers, 111 RBIs, and 10 stolen bases. Left-hand hitting first baseman. Colavito at first. On deck, Dick McAuliffe. Stafford stretches. Fastball, broken back, ground ball at second. Richardson up with it, throws to first, just in time to get Cash. Nice play by Bobby. But Detroit comes up with a run here in the top of the first on two base hits. No Yankee errors. One man left. And at the end of one half inning, it's Detroit 1, the Yankees coming to bat.
You know, something new has been added to the do-it-yourself list. Yes, now you can clean the carburetor of your car. Remove dirt in the vital throttle plate area without even raising the hood. How? Just use Atlantic Imperial regularly. You see, dirt deposits build up in the lower walls of most carburetors. In time, these deposits can affect the action of the throttle plate and cause it to feed the wrong mixture of air and gasoline to your engine. Now, this results in rough idling, frequent stalling, and actual gasoline waste. But after a few thousand miles of driving with Atlantic Imperial gasoline, this carburetor dirt will be gone, washed harmlessly away. And for as long as you use Atlantic Imperial, you needn't worry about new deposits forming. That's why more and more people these days are using Atlantic Imperial. It's the quality gasoline that cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean.
Making his 33rd appearance of the year. All starts except one, and this is his second against the Yankees. Faced them back on May 14th in the second game of a doubleheader, losing 8-6. All right, Bobby Richardson leads off for the Yankees. Bobby, with a 10-game hitting streak, is batting 267. 14 doubles, 4 triples, 3 homers, 43 RBIs. He has 7 stolen bases. Jim Bunning out on the mound. Tall and lean. He's 6'3", 185 pounds. That's not too lean. Pitch to Richardson is a bunt attempt, missed, strike one. And Bobby had Dick McAuliffe buffalo that third. He bluffed a bunt, brought his bat back as though to swing. McAuliffe moved back, and then Bobby tried to drop a bunt, but bunted right through the pitch. Tony Kubek on deck. Bunning's next pitch, a curve on the outside corner, strike two. Bunning reminds me a little bit of Ewell the Whip Blackwell, who had some great years for Cincinnati and also helped the Yankees to a pennant. He comes by the way of third base, and a right-hander really has to dig in to keep from stepping in the bucket. Two-strike pitch, curve, swung at it, missed, strike three. He got the ball on the outside corner, and on three pitches struck out Bobby Richardson. Brings up Tony Kubek, who came through with a clutch single, driving in two runs yesterday. Tony batting 282, 35 doubles, 4 triples, 6 homers, 39 RBI. Pitch to Kubek is a fly ball to short left center field. Colavito is calling for it. And Rocky makes the catch for the second out. Two out, and here's Roger Maris. Roger Maris batting 273, 16 doubles, 3 triples, 53 homers, and 124 RBI. Two out, nobody on. Detroit leads 1-0. Pitch to Maris. Right, a fastball just above the knees. We notice that Raj has been taking a pitch now and then in the last week or so. Prior to that, he was swinging at anything that was near the plate. Found that he was swinging at some bad pitches, so he's looking one over now and then. One strike pitch, curveball, line to center field, a base hit. Billy Bruton up with it, and Maris is on with the Yankees' first base hit. And here's Mickey Mantle. Mickey Mantle batting 322, 14 doubles, 5 triples, 48 homers, and 115 RBI. Mickey hurt his arm yesterday during the ball game. Almost was taken out of the game, but stayed in there. As a matter of fact, the last time up, his arm hurt so bad that he couldn't swing, and he was forced to bunt, and he beat it out for a base hit. Batting left-handed against Jim Bunning. Pitch to Mickey. Outside ball one. Mick strained a muscle in his left forearm. Mantle's had his share of miseries this year, as he does every year. Maris leading off first, Cash holding him on. Pitch to Mickey. Inside, ball two, 2-0. On deck, Yogi Berra. Another big crowd here at the stadium, watching the last appearance of the Tigers here in New York. Bunning takes that big stretch. Fastball foul back off the screen, and as Mickey swung, he let go with his left arm and went down on one knee. Not alibying for the mix. He doesn't want any alibis. But it's so evident to everybody here at the ballpark. Two balls, one strike. Bunning set, pitch, outside, and high ball three, 3-1. Tigers leading 1-0 here in the bottom of the first with two outs. How about Cincinnati defeating the Phillies 17 straight games so far this year? They're leading 1-0 right now at the end of two. One big reason the Reds are in first place. 3-1 pitch to Mickey. A foul back. Look out. Man, they're gunning for Mel Allen today. I'd say that. That's the second one that went by Mel. This one went back in the mezzanine. Full count on Mickey, and with two out, Maris will be off with the pitch. Bunning goes to the rosin bag. And the pitchers will be using that a lot today. Real hot, humid day here at the stadium. All right, Bunning ready for the payoff pitch to Mantle. There goes Merritt. A drive to deep right. That's fine. Way back in there. A home run for Mantle. We were just talking about Mantle's score on, and he really screamed one. Nothing wrong with that swing. Way back in the lower deck, homer number 49 of the year for Mickey Mantle. Gives him 117 RBIs. The Yankees lead 2-1 now with two outs. And off Jim Bunning, that's the 20th home run pitch he's served up this year. Mantle and Maris now with 102 homers between them. Yogi hits the first pitch to the deep right field, way back, and there's a home run for Yogi. Gives him 55 RBIs, and the Yankees lead 3-1. So after Bunning got the first two Yankees out fairly easy, Maris single, Mantle homered, and Berra homered. Back-to-back homers by Mickey and Berra. Here's Johnny Blanchard, batting 286. Bunning pitched to Blanchard, a curve over strike call. Johnny has 5 doubles, 1 triple, 15 homers, 36 RBIs. That's the 11th time this year that Yankee hitters have hit back-to-back homers. Pitch to Blanchard, a high pop-up to the infield. Norm Cash, the first baseman, is under it. Now he comes in and makes the catch in fair territory. So the Yankees get the home run ball going and score 3 runs on 3 hits. No Tiger errors, nobody left. And at the end of one full inning, it's New York 3, Detroit 1. Man, that happened quick. By the way, the combined record for homers for two men, Ruth and Gehrig, is 107. Set in 1927 when Ruth hit 60 and Gehrig 47. And Mantle and Maris now have 102 between them. So that record looks like it's within reach, as well as the 60 home run mark. Quickly on the scoreboard in the American League, Boston at Minnesota not started. Cleveland at Baltimore, it's Bell against Barber, just getting underway. Chicago at Washington, a doubleheader. White Sox 2, Senators 1 at the end of 6.5. Herbert against Katina. Los Angeles at Kansas City hasn't started. In the National League, Cincinnati at Philadelphia. The Reds 1, the Phillies nothing at the end of 2.5. O'Toole against Owens. Pittsburgh at St. Louis is Friend against Simmons. Milwaukee at Chicago is Fredette against Brewer. They're playing a doubleheader. And San Francisco at L.A. has not started. While Stafford is loosening up, got some people here today from Nestor Sherlock, or near Nestor Sherlock's hometown, the Friendly Sportsman Club from Mayfield, Pennsylvania. And Jack Murphy, our television director, has the Romeo and Juliet crowd from Trenton here today. And then the Mattituck Fire Department is here on their annual outing to Yankee Stadium. All right, Dick McAuliffe leads off for Detroit here in the top of the second. McAuliffe batting 250, 11 doubles, 3 triples, 5 homers, 31 RBI. Pitch to McAuliffe, curve, outside, ball one. By the way, that homer of Mantle ties him with Ralph Kiner. They both have 369 lifetime homers and a tie for 8th place in the all-time home run hitting derby. Fastball, outside, ball two, 2-0. McAuliffe bats him left-handed. Boy, that happened so quick, the fans are still buzzing. A single and then back-to-back homers by Mantle and Berra. 2-0 pitch. Right in there, strike called. On deck is Chico Fernandez. Tampa's 2-1 pitch, a curve popped in the air. Lee Boyer, the third baseman, is under it and takes it in fair territory for the first out. That'll bring up Chico Fernandez. Chico batting 242. 12 doubles, 4 triples, 3 homers, 37 RBI. In the first game of this series, the Yankees used tremendous pitching and defense to win 1-0. But in the last two games, yesterday's and today, they're using the home run. Pitch to Chico, inside, ball one. Mike Rourke, the catcher, on deck. Stafford's curve low and away, ball two, 2-0. Mantle out to center field, still holding that left arm, but with a smile, I might add. Not a decoy or anything. Fastball almost hit Chico. He goes down, 3-0. Now the 3-0 pitch, right down the middle. Strike call, 3-1. Three-one pitch, curve is high, ball four, and there's the first walk given up by Stafford in the ball game. Fernandez walks. It brings up Mike Rourke, the catcher. Rourke batting 234, has 6 doubles, 1 triple, 2 homers, and 22 RBI. That was the 46th base on balls given up by Stafford this year in 155 innings of pitching. Rourke, a right-hand hitter. Scarron holding first against Chico. Here's the stretch. Pitch to Rourke. Curve right in there. Strike call. Fastball foul. Back off the screen. Nothing in two. Fernandez leading off first. Two-strike pitch. Curve just inside. Ball one. Stafford really has a rough sidearm curveball for right-hand hitters. They automatically back away a little bit, and the ball seems to break late and sharp. Quick throw to first. Fernandez back. Boy, this series is as hot as the weather has been. Stafford ready again. There goes Fernandez. The curve is hit on the ground to third. Boyer goes to first base in time for the out, but Fernandez by running broke up the double play. And Rourke was fooled on that pitch. It was a half swing that Boyer easily picked up and threw him out. So it's two out, and here's Jim Bunning. Bunning batting 149, 13 for 87, one double, four runs batted in. 3-1 New York lead, top of the second, two out. Fernandez at second. Stafford stretch and curve is in there. Strike one call. On deck, Jake Wood. Curve is high this time, 1-1. Tigers are much more of a running club than the Yankees. They have stolen 89 bases this year, counting Bruton's today. The Yankees have stolen 27. 1-1 curveball hit on the ground to short. Kubek on the big hop. His throw to Skarin in time as Moose had to reach a little bit. And for Detroit in the top of the second, no runs, no hits, no Yankee errors. One man left. And at the end of an inning and a half, it's New York 3, Detroit 1.
If your car had a glass carburetor, you could see Atlantic Imperial gasoline washing away the harmful dirt deposits that build up on the carburetor's lower walls. But since you can't see your carburetor work, we're going to do the next best thing and invite you to take Atlantic's clean carburetor test. Find out now just how good this fine gasoline really is. Here's how the test works. Use 100 gallons of Atlantic Imperial. Ask for a receipt with each purchase. Then, if you're not satisfied that you're getting better performance from your car, just mail the receipts to the Atlantic Refining Company. We'll refund the average difference in cost between 100 gallons of Atlantic Imperial and the same amount of regular gasoline. Try Atlantic Imperial. It cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean.
For the Yankees, Bill Skarin leads off. The Moose batting 279. 20 doubles, 3 triples, 23 homers, 75 RBI. Bunning's pitch is a foul at the plate, strike one. Skarin against Detroit this year is batting 340. He has 18 base hits and 53 at bats. Blanchard's batting 358. Howard 357. Kubek 291, Lopez 333, Mantle 333. Now Mickey with that other hit goes up a little higher. So they're doing pretty well against the Tigers. The sidearm curve is in there. Strike two call, nothing in two. Alavito doing setting up exercises out in left field. He does them all over. Two strike pitch, another curve. This one's outside as he took a little bit off the curveball. One ball, two strikes. Curve outside, 2-2. Bunning's a hard worker out there on the mound. A lot of effort to every pitch he throws. The windup and the 2-2 pitch. Curve, strike three, swinging. Moose way out in front. As again, Bunning took a little bit off the curveball. That's his second strikeout. Brings up Cleet Boyer. Batting 226. 17 doubles, 3 triples, 8 homers, 43 RBI. Tigers have had good pitching in this series. They have not folded. Not this series or any time during the year. Fastball to Boyer outside, ball one. Fastball swung it and missed. Strike one, 1-1. One pitch, fastball, fouled back into the seats. Oh, man, that missed everybody and looked like it broke a slat out of one of the box seats. As Boyer tried to check his swing, the ball hit the bat and shot back into the box seats. That's one of the toughest fouls to duck. Somebody's drink went splattering all over trying to get out of the way of that ball. There's a curve fouled off the end of the bat for the right of the plate. One ball, two strikes. Two of the people got splattered down there. Again, the one ball, two strike pitch. A high pop-up. The shortstop, Fernandez, is moving back. Now he comes in, under it, and makes the catch. That's two away. Two out, and it brings up Bill Stafford. Stafford batting 167. Two doubles, one RBI, 9 for 54. Two out, nobody on. 3-1 New York leads. This is the last of the second. Pitch to Stafford. Popped in the air to short right field. Al Kaline is moving under it. And Al takes it for the third out. So the Yankees go down in order. In the bottom of the second, nothing across. And at the end of two, it's now New York 3 and Detroit 1.
Atlantic is the gasoline specially designed to clean your carburetor as you drive and keep it clean. Here's Red.
Well, what'd you say when Mickey hit the 3-2 pitch? Well, just prior to that, Red, I was trying to explain to the folks that Mickey's left arm hurt him, and I didn't think he could swing too hard. He sure made me wrong in a hurry. He had one of his best cuts of the year, and I almost fell out of my chair.
Well, of course, he wasn't supposed to play, but apparently the arm got better overnight. And, of course, the important thing that the people don't understand is that Mickey plays whether he's hurt or not.
That's why I said I'm not alibying for Mickey. He's the last one to want alibis, but he's been hurting all year and turns around, hits a homer.
But what'd you say when Barry hit the first pitch?
You know, I hardly had time to say anything. I was talking about Mantle's homer, and Yogi didn't even wait for me to give his average or anything. He hit the first pitch in the bullpen. I said, there's another one.
Well, he's getting stronger playing left field, isn't he?
He loves it out there, Red.
Well, 3-1 ball game. Favor the Yankees. And Detroit comes now with the top of the batting order in the third. And the situation is self-apparent. This is one. This is the biggest game of the year for the Tigers. They know it. The Yankees know it. The big crowd just out here knows it. So we'll just carry on.